We won't stand for a situation like Mount Street. That was the Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking yesterday about the pitching of nearly 80 tents along the banks of the Grand Canal in Dublin. We also heard yesterday that alternative accommodation for the men camped there would be announced within days. As they wait for such an announcement, residents of the Mount Street and city centre area have called for the tents to be removed and for the processing of international protection applicants to be moved away from that Mount Street area. Kevin Byrne is chairperson of the South Georgian Core Residents Association Committee and he is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, this makeshift encampment along the Grand Canal is now a week into its existence. It sprang up when the tents were removed from around the IPO office last Wednesday. Can you just tell us how is it affecting the local residents that you speak on behalf of?
Yeah, so local residents and businesses were very relieved when the operation took place last Wednesday to clear the situation on Mount Street that it got out of control. And so, you know, we were grateful to the Taoiseach for taking the initiative on ending the book passing there between the agencies to do that. But yeah, we were disappointed to see that so quickly after that, this new encampment started emerging just literally around the corner. And, you know, we'd be concerned to see some of that book passing between agencies coming back. So, you know, it's quickly grown, which we expected. You know, it was reported to Waterways Ireland as soon as we saw tents appear there, because we know from experience that if a small number are left, it'll quickly grow. But we haven't seen any action to resolve it yet.
And Kevin, how is it affecting people? Are they still walking along the canal bank, or how would you say it's impacting on locals?
So it is having an impact because the canal banks at this point are completely full, but there are other parallel paths in that area. So at the moment, people can still get by. On Mount Street, it got to the point where people had to walk out of the roadway. But we'd be concerned if it's not dealt with, it'll continue to expand in the area and getting past would become a problem.
Do you have any sympathy for the men who are having to live in conditions like this, having travelled across part of the world to get here for a new life?
Absolutely. And throughout this, you know, we tried to put up the situation on Lower Mount Street initially out of sympathy with the men in the tents, and I've been very conscious of that. But we did so on the basis of assuming that responsible agencies would be quickly looking to get a handle on the situation that emerged there. And that didn't happen. It went on for 14 months. So on this occasion, we're speaking out much more quickly because we don't want to see that happen again.
And the Taoiseach says that it won't be allowed to develop. And we saw that multi-agency operation last week on Mount Street. What are you looking for now on the Grand Canal? Something similar?
Yes, we're hoping he keeps to that commitment. You know, I noted his comments yesterday saying he wasn't going to let another Mount Street situation emerge, which I noticed slightly different to what he said last week, where he wouldn't allow any large encampments in the area to emerge. So we wouldn't see a distinction between what's happening on the Grand Canal and what was on Mount Street. They're effectively the same encampment that's just moved around the corner. So while we give him credit for dragging the agencies together on this, we don't want to see these two things seen as distinct. So we see his commitment to not allow new encampments in the city is absolutely applicable here.
And you believe it's time to look at moving the asylum processing away from Mount Street altogether?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't think it can safely operate on a major city thoroughfare anymore. It demonstrably can't handle the inflow it's getting there or safely provide the supports that are needed. So, you know, wraparound supports are clearly needed. It's important that security, sanitation and other basic services can be provided. And I note you're reporting this morning that about a month ago, the IPO itself moved processing of families to City West, where, you know, it can handle large groups of people, according to the Department of Justice. There's waiting areas, interpreters, and cultural mediators, and none of that can be provided on a major city street. So we'd be looking for all processing to be moved to a location like that.
And do you think that would solve the problem? Would men, single men without accommodation, not just make their way back into the city centre where they can be safer and together?
Well, looking at the media interviews with a lot of people who are going to the IPO, they seem to be staying in the area in order to be close to where the processing is happening. So we think it would help alleviate the problem. Obviously, providing emergency accommodation is an important part of the solution, and we accept that's challenging for government. But they have had 14 months since this process started to do so. And, you know, we can no longer tolerate a broken system that's failing both asylum seekers and residents, spilling chaos onto the capital streets. That has to end.
Okay, Kevin Byrne, chairperson of the South Georgian Core Residents Association. Thank you very much for speaking to us on Morning Ireland.